Mike Kazi with a check on sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So, what's going on in sports?
What's wrong with you?
There's not much going on in sports. You know, I thought I saw a headline here that was going to give me a juicy story, but it's not. It was about Sergio Garcia and a disqualification and stuff. But
why did he not cross the T or dot an I on a scorecard?
Here's how boring it is in sports. It's a story. It's a story about a disqualification that happened like 2 weeks ago. Who cares? He's in the Genesis Open this week. Who cares about 2 weeks ago?
The Genesis Open.
Yeah, no, the Genesis Open's got a lot
of... What is that, a beer open or something?
No, the car, the Genesis, the $70,000 car.
Never heard. Is that one of them electric cars that blow up?
No. It's an old-fashioned rear-wheel drive luxury car that's huge.
Uh-oh. That one of the ones the crazy person from New York wants to ban from the world, then. They should enjoy the Genesis Open, then.
That's exactly right. And have a few Genesis beers when it's over.
Exactly. Or watch a couple of cows flatulate.
We love flatulation. All
yes.
Right. Well, anyway, so I'm going to just close out of the story because it just goes to show you that when sports news is few and hard between, sports writers will put up anything to try to get you to click on a link. And guess what? I fell for it. All I'll say is there's one big thing. You can talk about your racing, but the Daytona 500, which kicks off NASCAR season, is coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. The Daytona's this weekend.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine had VIP tickets for the events and everything, and unfortunately he couldn't make it, so he's really down this weekend about that. But yeah, Daytona is a huge event.
Yeah.
It's a car race, but it's an event, and a lot of stuff goes on down there for like days ahead of time. So
it's what's great about the Daytona. They have two different Daytonas that are big, one at the beginning of the year and one at the end of the year. This is like the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. It really is. It's unbelievable.
It's huge down there. I have friends that live down there, and like the entire, there's a huge influx of people that go there. And I remember years ago when I was down Sarasota for spring training and new to the area, people caravan over to Daytona. They used to park in the airport parking lot and just walk over to the track. So it's a huge, huge event.
There's Daytona parties.
People don't realize it unless you ever been to it.
It's like there's Daytona parties all over the country. There's one here in Millerton, New York, and these are huge parties. I mean, this is a real big event. So
I mean, the parties are cool. The race, I mean, you can only sit there so long and watch cars make left turns, but I'm sure that everything that leads up to the race are just wonderful down there.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Okay, so now.
Now we got more stuff to talk about.
Well, go.
Like I told you, as soon as they get in camp, you're going to hear it. How Gary Babaluis Sanchez has changed. How he is going to be a team leader for the Yankees. I'll believe it when I see it.
Hey.
A leopard doesn't change its spots. He's a Z with a capital L. So we'll see what happens, but apparently, Boone went down to the Dominican and spent time with him and his wife and this and that. We'll see. For the Yankees and Yankee fans, I hope so, because they need a complete 180 from Sanchez from what he's been the last 2 years. The first thing to look for is that he can actually catch and then see how he goes from there. So that was the number one story with the Yankees yesterday. And the number one story at the Mets continues to be DeGrom. I don't know if you or people have heard his little interview that he gave yesterday with reporters, and DeGrom absolutely wants no part of this. You can see that he definitely just wants to concentrate on baseball. He undoubtedly wants to just get a contract done that's in his favor, and it should be, but the Mets aren't budging on it. And then you listen to their rookie GM, Van Hoffelhoffer, whatever his name is, and he says, I think it's a good thing that we both agreed not to let this carry on to the regular season, that it will end with spring training and then ensue after that. Mets fans, that's a major cop-out. The one thing that he should have said was, we're going to do everything in our power to make Jacob deGrom happy with the contract by the time camp breaks. You didn't hear that. The Mets are going to drag their feet with cement shoes, not give this guy a contract. DeGrom's agent's going to force him to limit his innings, and this thing is going to get real ugly. And if you want to see Jacob DeGrom pitch in a Met uniform, you better go this year, because it's not going to happen after this year.
All right. Now, in sports, ladies and gentlemen, hang on a second here. Where is it? I don't
want to. Uh-oh. Wait, this could be scary.
Get ready. The Knicks won for the first time after an 18-game skid.
See, you said there were no sports stories this morning.
They beat the Atlanta Hawks.
And not only did they beat them on the road.
That's right.
Man, talk about a stunning news headline this morning.
The Knicks win.
Who would have ever thought the Knicks could win another game this year?
Oh, gosh, that's horrible. That's horrible.
Just imagine what the opposite is. Just think of what the Atlanta papers are saying this morning.
That's just amazing. All right, so now I know we do have a lot of racing, right?
Yeah, we're going to the fairgrounds again this weekend. It's big weekend number two on their meet. Another three-year-old prep with a bunch of accompanying stakes. Starting tomorrow at 5:25 our time at the fairgrounds. The ninth race is the Grade 3 Mineshaft, 1/16 on dirt for older horses. A couple horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 5 Lone Sailor. This horse was on the Derby trail last year, ran second at the fairgrounds in the Louisiana Derby at 9-1. Coming off a rest since the Breeders' Cup Classic, where he ran sixth, only got beat by 5 to accelerate. But this horse has two real nice works coming into this race. We'll see how he can run off the shelf. He's a horse you have to use in your exacta. Another horse is the 9 Flame Away. This horse had some decent early speed, never run at the fairgrounds, has some decent works from Mark Cassie down there, who's winning at 25% with 60 starters. Like I said, hasn't run since August when he ran in Parks in the Smarty Jones, which is a Pennsylvania Derby prep. This horse is talented. Tyler Gaffleone comes down for a ride, and another horse you have to use. But a horse that I'm going to use is Way on the Outside, who made me rich for a day last year when he won the Tampa Bay Derby. It's just shy of 20-1. That's the 13 horse Quip. Another horse who skipped the Derby, ran into Preakness, got beat 45 that day, hasn't been seen since. Clearly outclassed by Justify. Probably didn't like the wet that day. You got to give this horse a pass, but obviously something went awry with him in that race. After all, that was May 19th. Tomorrow's February 16th, long time off. But this horse does have talent, has speed from the outside. A lot of speed horses have won these three-year-old preps down in the fairgrounds. Three-year-old preps, but this is an older racehorse, and I think that his speed could be very controllable in here. And the 13 horse Quip's my top pick in the Mineshaft. So a 13.95 is going to be my play in the Mineshaft. The 10th race is the Fairgrounds Handicap. It's a 1 1/8 on the turf for older horses. Again, it's a nice race here. The horse that I'm looking at in this race is going to be the 7 Combatant, trained by Steve Asmussen. This horse never ran at the fairgrounds, undefeated, never has a win on the turf. But this son of Scat Daddy shows some ability on it, and one of the Ortiz brothers comes down to ride him. I think this horse is going to be a nice play at 8-1. Another horse in here is going to be the 5 Big Changes, trained by Brad Cox. This horse won the Sunshine Million Turf at Gulfstream. Prior to that, ran a second at Fairgrounds, so another decent price at 6-1. So a 7.557 in the Fairgrounds handicap. Brings us to the 2 3-year-old races on the card. The 11th race is the Rachel Alexandra Grade 2, 1/16 on the dirt for fillies. Going way on the outside, Bobby Baffert chips a horse down here chasing yesterday. This horse ran at December at Los Alamitos last time and won by a head on a close with Drayden Van Dyke up. Van Dyke takes the ride down to New Orleans for this mount. This mount sits just off the pace in the race with a lot of early speed in it. So I think things are going to break really good for this horse. But my top pick is going to be the 8, Aristu. This horse ran second in the prior prep, the Silver Bullet Day, got beat by 3/4 of a length at 32-1. The pace really favors this horse. I think this horse is going to get a real nice setup, and I don't know if you're going to get 32-1 with the 12-1 morning line, but you should definitely get double-digit odds in this race, and I think this horse is more than capable. So the 8, Aristu, with the 10 chasing yesterday in the Rachel Alexandra. The finale of the day, the 12th race, which goes off just after 7 o'clock, is the 3-year-old prep. This race is 1/16, draws a big field in here, 14. The winner of the LeCompte comes back here, the 14, War of Will. This horse is going to go to the front and see Catch Me If You Can. But there's a couple of new hitters in this race that he's going to have to contend with. One that's coming back is the one horse, Plus K Parfait. This horse ran fifth, had a troubled trip in the LeCompte, sits the rail, should get a much better trip. 10-1 morning line is very attractive since the horse was 4-1 in the LeCompte. So plus K Parfait is going to be one of my plays in here. Another horse who you haven't seen since November, the 10, Limonite, trained by Steve Asmussen. This is another horse in here that has a lot of ability, won at Keeneland, ran second at Churchill Downs, ran third in the Kentucky Jockey Club at the end of November. He's gotten some time off, shown some nice works hidden in between down at the fairgrounds at 10-1. Another horse I'm going to use. So 2 10-1 shots, and Myers will go with one more. The 12 horse is going to be my top pick in here, Frolic Moore. Dallas Stewart might be the second biggest big race trainer in the country besides Bobby Baffert. Very unheralded, his horses run big at big prices, and Frolic Moore is another one that can do it. First time this horse stretched out 2 turns last time in an optional claimer, ran a real nice race at 13-1, didn't get the best of starts, got beat for the whole thing by just a little more than a length running second. Should sit a great trip in this race, and could light up the board for you. So the 12 Frolic Moore is going to be my top pick. I'm going to use the favorite, War of Will, because this horse could just be a freaky horse, but he's really going to get bet in this race tomorrow and not going to be worth the price coming out of the 14 hole. And then I'm going to throw the 10 Limonite and the 1 Plus K Parfait to round out my exotic bet. So a real nice day tomorrow at the fairgrounds. 3-year-old, older horses, very nice rounded card for you.
All right there, Mike. Then there's only one other story that I want to talk about.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I guess.
You're going to love this.
Uh-oh.
It rained so hard yesterday at the Genesis Open that only 8 golfers were on the course, and they had completed two holes. The PGA wiped the scores off the books. They're going to start brand new today.
Well, that just made my day.
I just thought you should know that.
That just made my day. So the Genesee Ale got canceled yesterday?
They had to postpone it. Today's the start.
The Genesee Cream Ale. The winner of the golf tournament gets a case and a half.
The Genesis. I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, folks.
Take care. Mike Kazi with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.